This week's encouraging news about the drop in serious crime calls attention to new methods of law enforcement, and now there's a new approach to traffic that's also gaining attention and favor. Wendy Vapers reports.
It's mid-morning on the freeway, and State Trooper George Preston has just pulled over his 7th motorist in the last hour. He stops his cruiser behind and just a little to the left of the civilian and looks at the rearview mirror for a moment to adjust his hat.
Look okay. Yeah, good.
As Trooper Preston approaches, the motorist is visibly shaken, but he needn't be. He will long remember the events that are about to unfold.
Morning, sir.
Good morning, officer. Is it some kind of problem? I can't think of what I did wrong, but you pulled me over, so there must be a problem, right? I mean, well, wasn't my speed? Because I know I wasn't speeding. I mean, I don't think I was.
Oh, it's not speeding.
Well, was it something about the lane change?
You know, it was the lane change, sir. I happened to be right behind you when you did that, and am I glad.
But I signaled, didn't I?
Yes, you signaled, and you looked over your shoulder to make sure the lane was clear of traffic. It was like watching a textbook.
Okay, well then...
I'm just so impressed with your driving. I'd like to give you a wonderful dinner for two at Harry Heffer's Steakhouse.
I beg your pardon?
Dinner for two. Take the coupon. It's good any time. Tell Harry Trooper Preston sent you.
You're giving me a coupon for dinner at a steakhouse.
Oh, well, are you a vegetarian? Would you rather have a blender?
What Trooper Preston was doing is part of a new approach in traffic law, positive reinforcement. Ellen Elmo is president of Screech, the serious citizens resolved to enable and effectively change highways.
I volunteered at my daughter's elementary school last year, and I saw how quickly kids respond to little rewards for good behavior. So I said, hey, why don't we try this on the highway?
And thus was born the experimental Highway Prize Police. State Patrol Chief Mark Winkendale explains.
Well, the cars have stayed the same. The troopers' uniforms haven't changed. But what the officer does when pulling over a civilian is now entirely different. Let's listen to a typical stop.
May I see your license, sir?
Oh, well, sure.
This part's pretty standard.
Whoops. You accidentally got it wrapped up in a $100 bill. Here you go.
Did I?
Yes.
Oh, geez.
Now, in the old days, that would have been grounds for citation.
Attempted bribery?
Right.
No idea.
No
problem. Everything is in the wallet, so, you know.
No problem. Hey, I see the picture's been cut out of your driver's license.
That's because I had plastic surgery, and I'm getting that photo redone.
Oops, that's another mom book in there.
There's a law against lame excuses?
Right, but we're not going to focus on that. We're trying to keep it positive. The outcome of the stop should be that the driver goes away thinking that it feels good to obey the law. Listen how this plays out.
The reason I stop you, sir, is that I really like the way you were leaving a safe interval between yourself and the car ahead of you. A lot of people don't do that today, so I notice it when I see someone who does understand.
Huh.
So that's why I want to give you a $100 bill.
You're kidding me.
As a way of congratulating you on a job well done, and you can pocket that. It's yours.
Am I on candid camera?
Do you want me to hold your drink, sir, while you put that in?
Ellen Elmo of Screech!
If you look at the psychology of it, it makes a lot of sense. Now, you say to people, let me catch you doing wrong and you'll pay for it, and most people will believe that they can get away with something. If you say, let me catch you doing something right and you could get a prize, most people will believe, yeah, I can win.
Even though the odds are the same either way?
What do you think keeps the lottery in business?
It remains to be seen if the overall effect of the Highway Prize Police will be to improve driving skills. My grandmother used to say that good behavior is its own reward. And while that may still possibly be true, out on the highway, it is clearly no longer enough.
Well, ma'am, I'm pleased to be able to tell you that thanks to your careful and safe use of the on-ramp today, you've won a new washer-dryer.
I'm Wendy Vapers, and I'm reporting.